Well, we certainly had to get closer to them. We had to press them a little bit more, and I think with Jake in the hole playing and giving us a good link play as such defensive, we had to get him higher up the pitch to stretch it a little bit more. But we had to have more urgency, and we certainly got that from him in a second half period. What we did, of course, learn today was if you make mistakes against the quality of what Arsenal have got, you know, they can really punish you, which they did. But you know, I can't fault the effort and what the players gave us in the second half period.
They really dug in. You asked for more spirit, more pace, closing down more.
Yes, and they did. And we wanted a reaction. We got that. The third goal hurt us. Because it's of course at 2-1 you're right in the game, and at that stage at 3-1 some might have expected Arsenal to go on and find it a little bit more comfortable, but I thought we showed great determination and spirit to get the second goal. And then when you have this type of game, you want the supporters at the end to acknowledge that the players have given everything and had a real go, and I think by the reaction of the supporters, I think they did that.
Some individual messages today. I mean, Chris O'Grady scoring again. Assemble Doc 2-2 for him now.
Yes, yeah. And but I think with Chris, it's not just about the goal that he got. I think it's about his overall performance, and he's working hard for the team. He's given us a physical presence, of course, as a number nine, and his hold up play has been good. But the added thing for him was also in a game like this to get the goal. But he's been excellent in the last two games.
What will this do for Sam Bulldog's confidence?
Well, I think he's somebody that's doing a real hard shift for the team. He's playing in a position that we all know is not his favoured position. But if we can get him off of that position into areas that count as regards the opportunity to score goals, then he's capable of doing that. But we are very conscious it's not his best position. But he's doing a super job for the team, and he's covering a lot of distance for the team as well.
What about Rowan Ince today? Man mounting at times in midfield, a world-class tackle, yeah, in that second half.
Yeah, well, I think with Rowan, when you watch him, there are times where, you know, he's played a lot of football, we've demanded a big effort from him, and there are periods of time where you think he's gone a little bit, and then he just comes again. I think he's that type of individual. He's still aspects of his game that he's got to improve on, but this is a real good learning curve for him, and he's been excellent at times.
Was it a penalty?
Well, my opinion, yes, and only because of what I've seen in the past. My first impression was probably no, because it was too close. But then, certainly these days, when you see that the individual's arm is outstretched, which it was, wasn't down by his side, it was outstretched. And although it was close, absolutely, I've seen them given.
A week ahead of Blackpool now, big game in the Championship. Berham Kyle, chance to have a look at him next week for the players to get to know him. What can he bring to you, and will there be more perhaps alongside him next
week?
Well,
we're working very hard. He is a player that's is an experienced player. He's an international. He's a good age, so he's also got a lot of good development in him. For one reason or another, he hasn't played the games that he would have liked to over the last season or so. So it's a real good opportunity, and sort of a player that can play in a couple of different roles in midfield, and it will certainly bring something to us.
Any more faces next week?
No, we're working very hard, and I don't think we're far off. If I look at the squad that we've got, fortunately for us, we've got some players coming back as well. So I think we're quite close.